Sirius paced all around the cave in silence. Then he said,
"Harry, did you check your pockets for your wand after you'd left the top box?"
Harry thought hard.
"No," he said finally. "I didn't need to use it before we got in the forest. And then I put my hand in my pocket, and all that was in there were my omnioculars."
He stared at Sirius.
"Are you saying whoever conjured the mark stole my wand in the top box?"
"It's possible," said Sirius.
"Winky didn't steal that wand,"
Hermione insisted.
"The elf wasn't the only one in that box,"
said Sirius, his brow furrowed as he continued to pace.
"Who else was sitting behind you?"
"Loads of people," said Harry. "Some Bulgarian ministers, Cornelius Fudge, the Malfoys."
"The Malfoys!"
said Ron suddenly, so loudly that his voice echoed all around the cave, and Buckbeak tossed his head nervously.
"I bet it was Lucius Malfoy."
"Anyone else?"
said Sirius.
"No one," said Harry.
"Yes, there was. There was Ludo Bagman,"
Hermione reminded him.
"Oh, yeah.
I don't know anything about Bagman except that he used to be beater for the Wimborne Wasps,"
said Sirius, still pacing.
"What's he like?"
"He's okay," said Harry. "He keeps offering to help me with the Tri-Wizard Tournament."
"Does he now?"
said Sirius, frowning more deeply.
"I wonder why he'd do that."
"Says he's taken a liking to me," said Harry.
"Hmm,"
said Sirius, looking thoughtful.
"We saw him in the forest just before the Dark Mark appeared,"
Hermione told Sirius.
"Remember?"
she said to Harry and Ron.
"Yeah, but he didn't stay in the forest, did he?"
said Ron.
"The moment we told him about the riot, he went off to the campsite."
"How do you know?"
Hermione shot back.
"How do you know where he'd disapparated to?"
"Come off it,"
said Ron incredulously.
"Are you saying you reckon Ludo Bagman conjured the Dark Mark?"
"It's more likely he did it than Winky,"
said Hermione stubbornly.
"Told you,"
said Ron, looking meaningfully at Sirius.
"Told you she's obsessed with house."
But Sirius held up a hand to silence Ron.
"When the Dark Mark had been conjured and the elf had been discovered holding Harry's wand, what did Crouch do?"
"Went to look in the bushes," said Harry. "But there wasn't anyone else there."
"Of course,"
Sirius muttered, pacing up and down.
"Of course. He'd want to pin it on anyone but his own elf. And then he sacked her."
"Yes,"
said Hermione in a heated voice.
"He sacked her just because she hadn't stayed in her tent and let herself get trampled."
"Hermione, will you give it a rest with the elf?" said Ron.